Today was parade time in Anaheim, California, to celebrate the Anaheim Angels' first-ever World Series victory Sunday night against the San Francisco Giants. At first, it wasn't obvious where to hold the parade. Anaheim is a small city of strip malls and suburban housing without much of a downtown, but it does have a famous main street, none other than Disneyland, USA. NPR's Andy Bowers was there for the celebrations this morning.
I'm standing on Main Street, USA in Disneyland, where the Angels' first of several parades just wrapped up, and there are a lot of delirious fans here.
Well, I guess all those delirious fans aren't letting the fact that their Main Street's in Disneyland dampen their enthusiasm any.
Oh, no. In fact, when your team is owned, like the Angels is, by one of the world's biggest entertainment conglomerates, that's the Walt Disney Company, they definitely know how to put on a parade. In fact, they have parades here most days of the week. And this one was something to behold. They did manage to have a ticker tape parade, even though this Main Street is only about two stories high and it resembles a Midwestern town. But they had ticker tape coming out. And many, many fans here with thunder sticks. These were the noisemakers that became famous during this World Series. Mm-hmm. The parade included Jackie Autry, the widow of Gene Autry, the team's founder and then late owner. She was accompanied by Minnie Mouse and the Seven Dwarfs, so you get the idea what kind of parade it was.
Wow, I can hear them shouting right now. Are the fans, the same kind of fans we'd see everywhere who say, you know, we deserve this after 40 years of waiting?
Well, it's funny. I met a few who have been waiting that long or that have been lifelong Angels fans. But most of the people I interviewed confessed that they were bandwagon fans, that they really haven't paid much attention to the Angels over the years. They've been a sort of perennially losing team, although they've gotten to the postseason a few times before. But several say now that they've won the World Series, they've fallen in love with the team, and they intend to stay.
Now, is this going to put Orange County on the map?
Well, a lot of people here hope so. Orange County is just south of Los Angeles County, and it's often lived in the shadow. It's much more traditionally politically conservative than Los Angeles, and it's had a bit of an identity crisis living in the shadow of Los Angeles. So this is really the only major sports team here, aside from the hockey's Mighty Ducks, which is also owned by Disney. But a lot of people are hoping that now the world has seen Orange County. They've seen that it's a place in its own right, and that they don't have to live in L.A. shadow anymore.
This is a winning team. Is there any thought they're going to be sold nonetheless?
Well, Disney was shopping the team before the World Series. It's possible that they will still do that. I guess it remains to be seen whether this win helps the entire Disney organization enough that it would be advantageous to hold on to the team.
Just one last question, Andy. Did people have to pay admission at Disneyland to get into the parade?
Yes, they did. The really hardcore fans are here, or the ones who have they have season tickets to Disneyland, so some of the people I talked to had that. But for those who don't have them, there's a much bigger parade down the streets of Anaheim. They're expecting 250,000 people at that parade.
Well, I hope they get it. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Andy Bowers reporting about the Anaheim Angels Parade in, where else, Disneyland.